You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad to be in it and another opportunity. Glad to come into your homes away by Facebook. We are just glad because you're now tuned in with the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God for the radio station that you're tuning in, that bringing us into your cars, into your home, in your living rooms, however, wherever you're listening to us. We thank God for you. Listen again. Thank God for this radio station, WWBCC 1510. Hallelujah. We're so glad that you tuned in to us this morning and you will be tuning in to us. We want to go before the throne of grace right now with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you allowed us to come into the ear gates of your people, into the eye gates of your people by the way of Cyprus audience. Father, we thank you now that you would touch them on the other side of this dial, on the other side of Cyprus audience. God, we ask you to meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, my wife, Evangelist Bonita Watkins. We thank God for you. We love you. Thank God for you. We want to thank God for our church mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. Our elders and evangelists, prophetess, all those that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to thank God for you, you, and you, all the visitors that have come to visit us. We thank God for you, too. We want to let you know that we are so grateful and thankful that you took out your time, your busy schedule, to come by the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple and be with us in our services, whatever service you have been in, our Bible studies, our Friday night service, or our Sunday evening service where we have it. We thank God for you, you, and you. Listen, I want you to be encouraged on today. No matter what is going on, no matter what you're facing with, God is still in control. He's in control. He's not out of control. He's in control. The situation may look like it's out of control, but it's really not, because guess what? He lives. He lives, and he's on, working on your behalf. All you got to do is keep the faith. No matter what is going on, keep the faith and keep believing that the God we serve is able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. We must just trust in him. Trust in him. Look up unto him and live, because the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. And guess what? This is a faith walk that we're in. This is a faith talk that we are talking, but we're talking positive. We're not talking in negative. We're talking about the word of God through faith. Come on, because the Bible says, without me, you can do nothing. He said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. So we must know that he is the Lord. In every situation, he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He will do exactly what he said he's going to do. He will bring us out. Yes, he will. He will heal us. Yes, he will. He will deliver us. He has done it one time, two times, three times, all over. He has did exactly what he said. So what we must do is hold on to our confession. No matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what he's throwing at you, hold on to your confession, because you are an overcomer. You're not trying to overcome. You are an overcomer. You're not trying to be healed. You are healed. And our words are so positive. You got to speak positive words through the word of God, through the eyes of faith. You cannot. Let's talk about this, because, you know, the Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. So Abraham believed in God. No matter what was going on, Abraham believed God. You got to put yourself into a realm in the Word of God and do not be moved by what you see or hear or whatever is being thrown at your way. God is still able to do it. God can do it. He wants to do it. He wants to bring you out. He wants to heal you. But you must believe with all your heart, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing right now, that Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shabbat, hallelujah, he's able. Jehovah Rapha, he's able to do it. Come on. Just walk in faith. Live in faith. Talk in faith. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, no matter what he's throwing at you, as believers, as Christians, we must walk the word. We must speak the word. Everywhere Jesus went, he spoke the word. There's only one thing we can do in the midst of a situation that we're in the midst of a crisis that we're in. We have to speak the word as believers, because guess what? He said, my word will go out, but it would not return unto him void. It would do what it would accomplish, what he has sent it out to do. So when you begin to speak the word into the atmosphere, the word changes. Come on. The word changes the situation. The word changes the situation. I'm saying it again. The word changes the situation. The situation don't change the word. Uh-oh, that's going to be good right there. The situation don't change the word. The word of God cannot be altered. The word of God cannot fail. It cannot fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, this is Jesus, but my word will stand forevermore. When you dealing with the word of God, you can't deal with the natural. Come on and mix it. You got to deal with the word through faith and believe God and hold on. Hey, glory. Hold on to the promises of God. Because he said again, Abraham staggered not. He didn't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. When you're in covenant with God, when you're in covenant with God, you can walk in covenant with him and in agreement with what his word say. You cannot walk in agreement and in fear too. You cannot walk in an agreement and in doubt and disbelief. You cannot do that. The word does not mix with that. The word is just by itself. Now faith, according to Hebrews right here, now faith is the substance of things hope for and the evidence of things not seen. Is right now that I'm walking in. It's right now that I'm talking in it. We want to thank God for the service on last night down there and in Melbourne, down in the Palm Bay area, Melbourne and Palm Bay area. Oh, we had a time down there, a new life in the city. Pastor Anthony Mack, Pastor Anthony, hallelujah, and Ramonda Maxwell. We want to thank God. I'm telling you, God moved there at my son's and daughter church. He moved there. Oh my God, so profound on last night. Glory to God. Because when you begin to walk in the word of God, when you begin to illuminate into the word of God, the enemy does not want to move. He keeps sending stuff. But when you get ready to use the word of God, you got to stand on the word of God. No matter what the enemy is doing, I'm not glorifying him. I'm not lifting him up. But I'm saying what to use, the strategy that you got to use against the enemy. The enemy don't mind you being worried. He don't mind you being crying. He don't mind you walking and talking to feet. But when you speak directly, when you speak directly to that situation and bring the word to the situation, put the word in the situation, the enemy knows. Come on. Because that's the only thing that has the power and the authority to move, to heal, to bind, to loose, is the word of God coming out your mouth. Come on. Because it says, I'm telling you, Hebrews right here. Now, faith, right now. It's a now moment in your life. It's a now moment in your life. Come on, I'm glad you're tuning in. I'm glad you're tuning in, by the way, a Cypress audience. Hey, you just tuned in and you just turned on the radio to this radio station, 1510. You're now. Come on, in the middle of your miracle. But you got to stand on the word of God. You got to stand. Don't be sorrowful. Don't hold your head down. Use the word of God, because it's now. Now faith. Again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but I believe it. Come on. I'ma say it till I see it. Where the First Lady preached the message that I'ma say it till I see it. You got to confess and you got to keep saying it. Come on. No matter what the enemy is doing your way, it's now. It's what I have my deliverance. It's now that I have what salvation. It's now that whatever the case may be, I have it now. It's done. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm not going to be moved by what I hear. I'm not going to be moved by what's thrown at me, because I'm walking in the word of God. I'm casting all my cares upon him, for he careth for me. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. Come on. Neither let it be afraid when I'm going through. Come on. Because the enemy is designed to secretly to take you out of here through these avenues. But the word of God. Come on, somebody. That's good right there. But the word of God come. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. See, you got to speak the word of God in every situation. Come on, not one situation. You can't be up speaking the word of God one day and then the next day, next couple of minutes, you're down. You got to continually. You got to continually. The word has to continually come out your mouth. The word of God is the only thing, your weapon against the enemy that you can use. And he has to obey. He has to back up. When you use the word, when you stand in the now, when you stand in the now, I'm dealing with that word now, now faith. When you stand in the now, come on, not denial. When you stand in the now, I'm standing in the now. I'm standing in the word of God now. I'm not going to be moved now. I walk in integrity. I walk in the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not terrorized. I'm not fearful. But I walk in the word of God because it is now. You're watching on the way of our Cypress audience. You're listening by the way of the radio station. I want to tell you right now, whatever you're in, it's now that you will come out. It is now that you will be delivered. It is now that you will be healed. It is now, hallelujah, torment, fear, doubt, unbelief, it is now that it will leave you, around you, now. Come on, somebody. You got to walk in it now. You got to walk in it right now. Because the word of God, hallelujah, that he have given it to us, that we can use his word as believers. You are who God says you are. You can do what he said you could do. When? Now. Hallelujah. When? Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. There is no situation again that you're in that God can't bring you out of right now. Come on. You got to walk it. By faith. You got to speak it by faith. You got to keep saying it. You got to keep speaking it. You got to keep walking in it until it manifests. Sometimes it right away it manifests. Then sometimes we go through and it seems like God don't hear you. But he said, I heard you. He hear you. Remember when Daniel prayed? Praise God. When Daniel prayed and he told him, I heard you the first time you prayed. Come on. But the prince asked Satan, held it up. God hear you. The word has worked for you. But the enemy trying to tell you that it's not going to work. He's trying to tell you that it's not going to come out. You're not going to come out. You have already been delivered. You're already through the word of God. The strategy, the enemy try to throw on them, he try to throw on believers that God is not hearing them. He said, I heard you the first time you prayed. And then one scripture said, he knows that those that belong to him. Come on. So he know you. He heareth you when you pray. So you must believe now. You must believe right now that he is a rewarder to them that does what? Diligent seek him. It's in the now for you. Come on. Not denial. It's in the now. Come on. It's not late. It's now. I have it now. I have it now. According to the word of God right here in Hebrews. Now faith. Now faith. Now Faith, F-A-I-T-H, right now. Come on. Hallelujah. It can be tomorrow, but it's right now. It could be next week, but it's right now. I'm living in the now. I'm living in the now. Hallelujah. Living in His Word. Walking in His Word. Come on. The Word works. The Word works. The works in the Word of God. Come on. The works in the Word of God. He backed himself up every time. He just needs somebody to put it into the atmosphere right now. Come on. That's right. It's now, faith. I'm trying to wake your spirit man up. I'm trying to eliminate your spirit man. Yo, it's now. Come on. Come on. You're coming through it right now. You can see the breaking of day right now. It's now. It's now. Right now. Glory to God. I have it now. I rest in God now. Come on. I'm not going to be tormented no more. I'm not going to walk in fear no more. I'm just going to walk in the now. Come on. Hallelujah. It's my time now. It's your time now. It's your turn now. Come on. Just walk in it. Come on. Begin to confess that. Hallelujah. I have my peace now. Glory to God. I rise up out of this situation now. Come on, somebody. I hear now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan can't not torment me now. Because why? I have the Word. I have the Word of God. Satan is just as the scripture said. He is just as a roaring lion. Yes, he is. He makes it look big. He makes it sound horrible. But the Word of God comes. And he comes in now to your rescue. You come in. You come in now to bring your deliverance. He come in now. Hallelujah. Faith is now. Faith is now. You got to walk in the now. Come on. I'm walking in the now. Right now. I have peace. I have joy right now. I'm not going to let nothing disturb me. I have the confidence and the reassurance that the Word of God works. Hallelujah. The handiwork of God over my life, over this situation. I have it now. And I will not back down. As believers, when you know your God, when you know your God, and when you know the Word works, when now, you ain't backing down. You ain't taking down. No matter what we go through as believers, the Word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, right now. We're in the midst of things going on. You say, well, you're in denial. No, I'm not in denial. I'm in the now. I'm in faith now. Hallelujah. You're not looking at it for what it is. Yes, I am. I'm looking at it for what it is now. What it is now. Peace. What it is now. Healing. What it is now. Whatever the case may be now. I'm looking at the now. Hallelujah. I'm not looking at the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. I'm not looking at that. I'm not walking by doubt and fear. But I'm walking by faith now. This life I live. I live it through the Word of God now. Through faith. Come on. We're living now, people. We're living in it now. What did God say? What did His Word say? I'm living in now of His Word. What His Word have already spoken. Come on. It's going to happen. It will happen. When? Now. Come on. Hallelujah. I open up the way. I clear the way. Now. Through the Word of God. It is so. When? Now. I have. It is so. When? Now. I am already. I'm already before. The Word have gone before and already opened up the way, already prepared the way for us. Jesus have already did this through the Word. So what we need to do is walk in the pathway of the Word in the now. Not in denial, but in the now. Come on. I'm not in denial. Come on. I'm in the Word now. I'm thinking the Word now. I'm not thinking like I used to think. I'm not talking like I used to talk, but I'm talking Word. Okay, remember when Jesus, come on somebody, this is going to be real good. Remember when Jesus was had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the Spirit said He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? And remember what the devil said unto Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said these words then, hallelujah, and it still exists today, now. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Oh, y'all didn't say nothing to me today. By every word does what? Proceeded out the mouth. You got to keep saying it in the now. You got to keep speaking the word now. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word. Oh, my God. W-O-R-D. By every word that proceeded out your mouth in the now. Come on. It has to constantly come out your mouth in the now. What? The word of God. Let it be like a fountain. Let it be like a fountain when water is just coming out uncontrollable. Let this word be uncontrollable coming out your mouth. Not the fear, not doubt, but in the now. Everything, the word is already taken care of. God has already sent his word. Oh my God. He said he sent his word and he healed them in the now, right now. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. When you begin to walk in the now in faith right now, you begin to get the results. Everywhere Jesus went, and we can read in the word of God, in the New Testament, everywhere Jesus went, people was healed in the now, in the word. Everywhere Jesus went, he told them, thy faith have made thee whole. Come on, your faith have made you whole. You got to speak it in the now. Come on, let's go there. The woman that had the issue of blood, she was operating in the now right then. The scripture said that she went to doctor, and every doctor she went to, she grew worse and worse. But the last doctor that she went to above all doctors, and I'm not knocking it, I'm just saying what the scripture say in the now. She said, if I can just do what? Touch the hem of his garment. She said, here she, now this is on her. The word had already worked it out. She spoke it in the now, in her now then. You got to speak this in the now, right now. Call those things which be not as though they were. Oh, y'all better say something to me in here. Now. You've got to speak it into the atmosphere of your situation and hold on to your faith, because he will come and he will bring you out. He will deliver you. Oh, yes, he will. She said it. If I can do what? Touch the hem of his garment. She said, I know I'll be made whole. That's what she said. And she did it. She acted upon it. She spoke it first. She acted on what she spoke. You got to act on what you have been speaking. What have you been speaking lately? In the now. Oh, my goodness. You got to speak the word according to the word of God and watch God work this situation out for you. You got to speak it in the now and tell the enemy, I have whatever you're asking God for, you have it now. And you will not walk in fear. You will not walk in doubt. You will not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief in the now. I will come through this now. I am an overcomer now. I have what I say now. Right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. But right now. And the enemy has to obey the word that you're putting out. Because when he came to Jesus and he talked to Jesus, Jesus put the word on him. And I preached the message one time. Word for word. Word for word. You ever seen people go back? Word to word, word to word. This will come back, this will come back. Jesus put the word on him. It was word for word. See, Satan know the word, but do you know the word to put it on him? He knows this. He knows this. He knows this. I want you to know today. I want you to know right now where you're sitting at, where you're laying down at listening, where you're in the car, however you're listening or tuning in, by the way, a Cypress order. I want you to know right now that Jehovah Jireh, your provider, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Nisqy, I want you to know right now that the God we serve is able to do it now. All you got to do is what? have faith. He said in his word, we must be what? First be a believer. Because he is a rewarder to them that what? Diligently seek him. In the now. He's going to bring you out. He's going to heal you. He's going to deliver you. We're in the now, right now. Because his word is his bond towards us. And his bond is his word. I got 2 minutes left. Right here. Now. Right, see? Now. Everything is now. I got 2 minutes left. Now. You're coming out. You're coming through. Hold your head up. Begin to speak the word according to the word of God. Begin to speak the word now over every circumstance and situation that you're in. God will bring you out. He will deliver you. Satan has to back up. When? Now. Trust me. Trust me. When you use the word, you get the results of the word. I want to say to you all out there, thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast. Thank you. 1 minute left. Thank you for tuning in to this radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle win now. It's about time for your healing now. You don't have no gimmicks, no tricks. Just walk in the now. Amen. Listen, until Friday, same time, same station, what? 1510 WWBC. Tell somebody. See you. Bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
The Bible declares that I am come that you might have life. So how many know living for God is in order? Let me hear you scream in this auditorium. Never. We got a little praise song we do back in North Carolina. It goes like this.
I dedicate my life to you. Gracious, I